Let's take a look at the weather forecast now with Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, I'm looking out and today, tomorrow aren't going to be all that great. A little snow, some sleet, maybe some rain. That's been moving from west to east across the Midwest. And up in the north, it appears that they have some bitterly cold temperatures at this time, and those are supposed to drop down into our area by Friday evening as well. What does that forecast look like?
It is just what you just described. We had some ground blizzard conditions in the Dakotas and Minnesota last night as the cold surface high pressure center started pushing into those areas. The windy and snowy conditions have pushed down into parts of Nebraska and into Iowa this hour. And as we go forward through the rest of the day, the snow is probably going to diminish from the Arctic surge, but we've got a new low pressure center that's down in the Delta that will promise to promote more significant snows across the Midwest, as you were just describing. So areas from Missouri into Michigan and Ohio will definitely come up with several inches of snow as we go forward through these next couple of days. The cold surface high, in the meantime, will settle down into Iowa by the time we get to Friday morning and center itself really on the Missouri-Iowa-Illinois border. And it will be quite cold, one of the coldest periods for this winter, with temperatures in the single digits occurring through most of Illinois, maybe some negative single digits in the northwest half of the state. Northern Missouri and Iowa will also go below zero. We might come close to that in Nebraska. And there's not a lot of snow out there in Nebraska, so there may be a little bit of winter kill to be concerned about. But we're not expecting that to be a widespread issue. For Illinois, there's going to be snow on the ground, so the wheat crop there will be fine. Same thing for northern Missouri. So it shouldn't be a big deal, except for the fact that it just reminds us that there is still potential for a little winter once in a while in this country.
You mentioned rainfall in the Delta region. Like the rest of the nation, or a lot of the rest of the middle part of the nation, their soils are saturated. Do we have to be very concerned about floodwaters there?
Well, you know, we still have flooding that's ongoing in parts of the Delta now and the Tennessee River Basin, and it looks like even parts of the Ohio River Valley will see excessive moisture and some more flooding in some of that area. It's not going to be real serious, but it is going to be an issue. And we do have some serious flooding that is in the Tennessee River Basin area, and they will be picking up on another 3/4 of an inch to maybe 1.5 inches of moisture as we go forward through the next couple of days, and then that'll be followed by a welcome break that might take us into the early part of next week, only to be followed by yet another system at the middle part of next week that might produce some more wet conditions. So the bottom line, we'll stay pretty sloppy wet across the heart of the Midwest and the Delta and the interior southeastern states all the way through the end of the month, and the odds are fairly good. Yeah, we'll see this pattern perpetuated in March. We might take a little bit of a break periodically, but it's still going to be a wet, biased month.
Anything of note out of the agricultural production regions in South America?
Probably the most important thing right now is that despite the fact that it's raining fairly often in Brazil, we are making progress in the harvest of that early soybean crop, and the second season corn and cotton are going to go into the ground. It's going to be a little sluggish at times. It's not a perfect scenario since we're already a little late after the delay in planting this year for the soybeans. Any additional disruption to the harvest is not going to go over real well. There's some folks out there in parts of Brazil suggesting that they won't be able to plant until early March. Well, the seasonal rains are usually over by the time we get to early April, so some of that crop is going to be moving into reproduction without natural rain falling, and they'll have to be relying on subsoil moisture for that process as we go April and May. So there's a pretty good chance we're going to see a smaller corn crop. I think everybody's already on board with that. The big question is how much smaller will it be? Argentina still looks pretty good. Both Argentina and southern Brazil may go through a period of short-term drying for a little while. I don't think that's going to be a big issue, but we'll need to watch closely and make sure we can finish out the reproductive and filling seasons in those areas without any serious hits on their production potential.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.